USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling new tough gun policies. In remarks at the White House, Biden is announcing steps to curb so-called ghost guns, which are untraceable.
We're going after rogue gun dealers. The last time we had data on this was more than 20 years ago. 5% of gun dealers sold 90% of illegal guns found at crime scenes. 5% sold 90%. These merchants of death are breaking the law for profit.
UNICEF says nearly two-thirds of Ukrainian children have been displaced since the start of the Russian invasion. An official says the situation is dire for those in cities like Mariupol, where kids have gone weeks without running water and working sanitation. The agency warning of the long-term effects on those kids' lives, education, and well-being. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Russia says there will be no ceasefire in Ukraine during peace talks. This as Russian officials say the peace talks with Ukraine aren't moving at the speed which they would like them to. Russia also accusing the West of trying to derail negotiations by raising war crime allegations against them, which they deny. This as Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia's invasion isn't going according to plan.
I don't think Mr. Putin needs many signs that it hasn't been going well for him in Ukraine. I mean, here we are, day 46, and again, you know, he failed to achieve so many of his geographic and strategic objectives.
Opening statements are underway as Florida sues Walgreens over the sale of Distribute. Florida AG Ashley Moody is in court with a team of lawyers to argue what she calls a strong case against the Illinois-based company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
As COVID cases pick up in some parts of the country, a member of President Biden's COVID response team is speaking out.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC News appeared to throw in the towel on more government restrictions over COVID-19, insisting it's now up to Americans to make their own decisions.
This is not going to be eradicated and it's not going to be eliminated. And what's going to happen is that we're going to see that each individual is going to have to make their calculation of the amount of risk that they want to take.
The White House chief medical advisor said Americans will have to consider factors such as their age, vaccination status, and whether they live with COVID-vulnerable individuals when it comes to coronavirus precautions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers arrives in Poland.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has led a bipartisan group of lawmakers to Warsaw to meet with the Prime Minister of Poland and officials from Ukraine to discuss the ongoing war. McCarthy said that Poland has been a strategic partner to the U.S. by contributing fully to NATO. Congresswoman Liz Cheney said that a missile strike that killed at least 50 people in a crowded train station filled with civilians evacuating from Ukraine was clearly genocide. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is an estimated $288 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.